It is time now for Forever Home here on KMD. Pat Castellano from Animal Allies here in Duluth. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, everybody at KUMD. You're not missing Lisa much, are you? Look at you. You're right on.
Well,
I know. We miss her. I know it. I miss her. It's her birthday this weekend.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. Yeah. We'll wish her all a happy birthday.
Yep.
So what's going on up at Animal Allies today?
Well, just to tell you that we always want to talk about in the summer that whole idea of spaying and neutering, because we do get our litters of summer kittens, and we've had those this year. There's the long-term solution to some of our homeless pets and animals in shelters, it's going to lie with our young people, and so I always want to include them and give them more of an awareness of spaying and neutering as responsible pet care. There are still families whose cats have kittens, and my cat had kittens, or we're trying to give them away, or a young person wants to breed a small animal or a pet, just because. There are families who want children to experience the birth of animals to teach them. When I say watch a video, we need to, number one, teach young people the benefits of staying neutered into animals' health, just that it prevents cancers, wandering, all kinds of behaviors. It's still a good idea to adopt from a shelter, and young people pick that up really soon. There's a lot of our campers and young people who adopt from shelters. Those are animals who are already spay and neutered and have all their, all things done for them. So check out shelters and rescues. And the third thing is that kids, sometimes forget that, we have 10 kittens. We'll just give them away to friends. Well, one good exercise is to have young people count the friends in their classrooms who could take one of the kittens if their cat did have a litter or if their dog did have a litter. There's allergies. We already have a cat. Mom won't let us. We live in an apartment. We can't. Our dog doesn't like cats. All of those reasons, and see just exactly how many friends could take those 10 kittens from you. So, it's a lot of, it's a heavy subject, it seems like, but I think kids are, they're on the forefront of helping in a lot of our humane issues, and they're going to be the leaders of tomorrow, so we have to teach them young.
Fantastic. Great advice, Pat. We appreciate your time this morning.
No, thank you, Chris, for calling. You have a good day.
Take care. Pat Castellano, Animal Allies educator up here in Duluth. 7:48 is the time. This is Northland Morning on KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.